KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman from Union County was arrested Thursday afternoon on a drug-related charge. Creston police say 22-year-old Brittany Lee Miller of Creston was arrested at around 4 p.m. on a Union County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, first offense. Miller was later released on $1,000 bond. 12 Iowa organizations and businesses will receive Environmental Excellence Awards from Governor Terry Branstad this summer. The awards are part of the Premier Environmental Honors in Iowa, and among the winners is the Guthrie Center Community School District in Guthrie Center. The district will receive special recognition for habitat restoration and environmental education. Branstad will present the awards to the recipients at a recognition ceremony August 3rd in the Capitol Rotunda in Des Moines, and the public is invited to attend. An Iowa lawmaker says he doesn't regret telling a science teacher to quit whining in an email exchange over the state's public education funding. Republican Senator David Johnson of Ocheyedan told the Sioux City Journal that his initial response to Vaughn Gross, a teacher at Waterloo West High School, was fueled by the lawmaker being fooled when responding to other messages from people via email and social media. Gross says he emailed Johnson and 22 other Iowa senators to encourage them to support a special legislative session to vote for additional K-12 education funding. He said he was disappointed by Johnson's initial response. Johnson says he tested Gross to make sure the teacher's email was sincere. The newspaper reports the men's discussion became more civil as their exchange continued. The state auditor's office is a former doctor for University of Iowa Healthcare and properly billed insurers and diverted nearly $1.9 million in collections into his personal bank accounts. The office said in a news release Thursday that the university had requested a special investigation into the actions of Dr. Brian Adams. He worked at the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation from December of 1992 until his resignation last August. It's unclear whether Adams has an attorney. The auditor's office filed copies of its report with law enforcement, including Johnson County prosecutors. A federal judge says the two men may proceed with a lawsuit they filed after more than $100,000 was seized from them by two Iowa state troopers. The judge rejected a dismissal motion by the troopers and Desert Snow, a company that trains officers on roadside searches. The judge said in his ruling Wednesday that the allegations are sufficient for a claim to move forward, that the troopers and Desert Snow acted as part of a conspiracy to violate the rights of William Davis and John Numereski. The trooper pulled over Davis and Numereski in April of 2013 and accused them of not using a turn signal. A cash and a grinder with small pieces of marijuana were seized when their rental car was searched. Iowa Republican Joni Ernst, the only female combat veteran serving in the U.S. Senate, predicts the Senate will easily confirm President Obama's choice to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a military key advisor to the president. General Joseph Dunford, Thursday before the Armed Services Committee, he appeared before them, and Ernst is a member of that panel.
He has been a service chief for a number of years. I have met with him on many occasions. We have discussed actions all around the globe, including what we see going on in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, of course, the tension between Russia and Ukraine.
General Dunford, a Marine who is the son of a Marine, earned the nickname Fightin' Joe from his troops after he jumped into a firefight in Iraq.
I think he's going to do a fine job. I think he will have a unanimous confirmation in the Senate.
And Ernst says she admires him greatly and respects his service. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is the highest-ranking officer in the U.S. military and a direct advisor to the president. The chairman meets with leaders of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and National Guard to craft U.S. military strategy. While Joni Ernst is downplaying talk that she might be her party's next vice presidential nominee, during a conference call with Iowa reporters on Thursday morning, Ernst was asked if she would entertain the VP spot on the GOP's 2016 ticket.
The next ticket I anticipate running on will be the 2020 election for United States Senate again in Iowa. I very much enjoy serving Iowans, and I am going to put their priorities first.
Ernst was elected last November and took the oath of office about 7 months ago. She laughs off the kind of praise that has spawned talk of her moving up the political ladder.
Well, thank you. Did my mother pay you to say that?
And Ernst hosted an event a month ago in Boone that drew seven of the GOP presidential candidates, but she does not plan to endorse a candidate before Iowa's caucuses. Iowa is part of a settlement with J.P. Morgan Chase Bank over its credit card collection practices. A spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's Office, Jeff Greenwood, says the company agreed to settle after Iowa and 47 other states alleged their debt collection practices were illegal.
And debt buying or debt selling, and that's where a company or a bank, in this case J.P. Morgan Chase, pursues credit card debt and eventually sells it off to someone else, a debt buyer who buys it for pennies on the dollar and then goes after the consumer.
And Greenwood says this has led to a lot of problems for cardholders.
What we were finding is that there were consumers who really didn't owe debt, and debt collectors were going after them, or the information was wrong, the amount was wrong, they got the wrong name. There were just lots of errors and consumers who were being pursued for debts that they didn't owe.
He says Iowa and other states came together after seeing the problem.
It's not acceptable, and this settlement, we hope, will take care of these problems in the future.
The settlement for all the states is $136 million.
What Chase is doing in Iowa is it is ceasing its collection efforts against about 1,300 different Iowa consumers. It's also providing about $43,000 in restitution to about 70 Iowa consumers.
Iowa's total settlement is $471,000 in a settlement payment and $1 million in attorney's fees. Greenwood says Iowa's allocation will be used to enforce consumer fraud laws, including debt collection statutes. An Iowa judge has ruled this week that an apartment rental company's lease provisions were illegal. District Judge Chad Kepros approved on Wednesday the certification of a class action lawsuit filed by the Iowa Tenants Project against Apartments Downtown. Apartments Downtown was accused of charging illegal fees and withholding unreasonable amounts from security deposits. It's Iowa City's largest off-campus student housing provider. Kepros had granted the plaintiff's request for a partial summary and declaratory judgment, meaning that his ruling is based on existing facts in the case without it going to trial. The attorney for the tenants' right group says that the ex-tenants who rented under the lease in question will be owed damages. And groups opposing plans it is to build an oil pipeline across Iowa said organizers have submitted more than 2,600 written statements against the project. Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement and the Bakken Pipeline Resistance Coalition gathered Thursday in Des Moines to submit paperwork to the Iowa Utilities Board. The board has authority to approve plans for the pipeline, which would transport up to 570,000 barrels of crude oil daily from North Dakota through South Dakota and Iowa to a distribution center in Illinois. The group say the pipeline will affect the rights of landowners and hurt the environment. The project was proposed by Dakota Access LLC, a unit of Dallas, Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners. Spokeswoman Vicki Granato said the company looks forward to continuing to work with Iowa landowners. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.